Yo,
what up, man? It's in the booth, it's your boy Messenger.
It's Canton Jones.
Ramona Jones.
And Brother Mike.
Brother Mike is in the building!
Everything came together
I
in a booth.
Brother.
Yeah, man, got a good show. Boom, by the beam.
You know what it is when we in the booth.
Yeah.
Speaking to the host, speaking to the youth.
Yeah.
And no matter what, we gon' tell the truth. See Tom Hobbs, you gon' see the fruit. Put the king tank, gotta pull it for the roots. Get the bass, get the bag, gotta get the new.
You knew it was coming.
Let's go now.
Yeah. Welcome to In the Booth with Canton Jones and Messenger.
Relax.
Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and if you would like to sponsor or advertise with the show, hit us up at inthebooth@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? You want to advertise your company, you want to advertise an album, you want to advertise a book, you want to advertise anything. You know what I'm saying? You want to advertise your clothing brand. You know what I'm saying? You want to rock it. You know? I got my Sunshine Band colors on today.
Sunshine Band colors on today.
And when we try each day to help in some other way, because we are the Sunshine Band.
That's a national anthem. Sunshine Band anthem.
That's the anthem. That's like singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Is it?
We need some type of free life banner.
We are free life.
No, free life. No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So we got going on today.
First of all, man, we got somebody in the building, man. We're on this ATL family tour.
Bruh Mike.
We got Bruh Mike.
Brother
in
Miguel.
In the building.
Brother Miguel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. What's up, man?
Everybody doing?
We're doing good, awesome.
Bro. So, all bro, right.
I was trying to learn, like, I'm stuck here. So, we there.
Yeah.
You can talk freely. It doesn't matter.
We got 10 cameras in here.
We don't know where to look.
Yeah, just talk. He's not trying to find myself. Yeah. Just talk. We'll get you. Yeah.
You are one, you rapper, pastor.
Yes.
You are also working in the legal system. Talk about that too.
So with Department of Juvenile Justice. And I work with incarcerated youths. Incarcerated youths, age 8 to age 21.
All right. Oh, wow. What do you do with them?
So they locked up. They incarcerated. They in jail. I started out as a officer. I was a CO, JCO, juvenile correctional officer. Moved my way up through the ranks, sergeant, lieutenant. And then I went to training. So I started training staff to... training CPR, mental health, trauma type situations, which is called in service, and also I was teaching them how to defend themselves.
So how did you get started with that? Is this something you always wanted to do, or
not something I always wanted to do? Never thought I would do it. I was incarcerated as a youth myself. I went in at 16 on robbery. Did 3 years, came home, but a part of that was me going through the juvenile system. So it was always in me to be connected, especially when I gave my life to Christ. When I came home, I wanted to share that life, impacting the youth and stuff like that. So I started working at a group home back in 2016, 2017. And it was there when I realized I wanted to work with, at-risk youth, being in that atmosphere. So I said I was either going to be DJJ, which was incarcerated youth, or DFACS, which is youth that just don't, they have been given up to the state. But they have behavior issues, at-risk, youth, because I could see myself in a lot of the kids. So I wanted to be around in that space with them. So I went the security route. DJ J.
That's awesome.
Yeah. What and what
praise
are you
God.
Doing now?
So now I got a new position. I'm an audio video production specialist. It's like I'm fulfilling two passions in one. Get to work with the youth, and I'm also working with them concerning music. I'm in the education department now, so I'm actually a vocational teacher.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
wow.
So and we got a program we're going to be doing, and once they complete the program, they'll be getting a certificate from Technical College.
Wow.
Atlanta Tech for those up this way, and Central Georgia Tech for those in other areas. So we connect them with, so I would be like a dual enrollment type situation.
And y'all, he's a dope MC.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
My next project he will be featured on. So y'all welcome to the stage one more time.
Mike.
Brother Miguel.
And he's been doing it for a minute too. I met him. Yeah. How long?
Man, you about close to 18 years ago in Macon.
Macon on the
side of
the church.
Town with wrong cologne.
Okay. All right.
I ain't no.
No, Macon is gang affiliated to the third degree.
Yeah. I had what I had on?
He had on like, I think he had on like all red in the blue neighborhood.
Oh,
oh man,
bubble like a bubble jacket.
Oh, yeah,
oh
man,
bubble vest.
Oh, oh yeah, but
what you were doing? A gospel concert?
Yeah,
yeah.
You still y'all was rapping?
Yeah, nah, it was just me.
By yourself rapping?
Yeah, but ain't no nothing.
I invited down.
Yeah, it was on the side outside, right?
Right, it was outside the church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what you had to what you do to save him? What you do? You just told him to...
Oh, no, he just got spared.
Oh, he got spared. Okay, well, that's good.
Especially he's rapping about Jesus.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, God will keep you.
Yeah.
He's a keeper.
Did you quicken right
he
there?
Right.
Hey, he's a keeper. That's okay. A quicken, bud.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah, man.
All right, what we got today, brothers?
Man, we got the post of the day. We got a little something on Facebook. And Twitter world went viral. Just a little something, just to see where you what you would like in your house, or, you know, in your home. Which right, of the so nine you get to pick
those,
three?
For those of you who can't see what's happening,
okay.
We have nine pictures up of what rooms you can pick for your house, your
you
dream
can pick
home.
Three.
You can pick three of them. So you have number one, which is a game room. Of course, you got your Nintendo setup, your pool table, all that stuff. So number two is the gym. If you want to work out at home, it's fully furnished gym. Then number three, you have the indoor pool, which is amazing just saying that. Indoor pool. Number four, you have a full court basketball court. Uh-huh. Full outside basketball court. Number five, we have a studio. I already know what you guys are going to be picking. Uh-huh. So this is a music studio. Looks like some film in there as well. Number six, we have a jacuzzi.
Yeah.
A jacuzzi. And number seven, we have a pool and bar. So you got your indoor pool, and then you got your outdoor pool with a bar.
Was a pool table. They had a pool like a pool house.
Oh, pool and bar. Got it.
Pool table and a bar.
Got it. All right, so that's number seven. And then number eight is a slide into a ball pit. So imagine Chuck E. Cheese inside your house.
Yeah.
With a huge ball pit. And then the last one is number nine,
a movie theater.
So if you can only pick three, which three?
We'll let the ladies go first.
Ladies, it's just me.
Yeah, we'll
okay, so, of course, all of this by yourself is, you know, lame. So I wouldn't just pick all that for me. You know what I'm saying? What? So I would pick definitely the indoor pool. Okay. I would like that for myself. You can swim year round.
Uh-huh.
And because I am in a house full of musicians and producers, I definitely have to do the studio. And myself. I would love to have a studio at home. Yeah. And then the third one, you wouldn't guess, I would think to pick the ball pit. I would love that. I would slide down that slide into a ball pit for them and for me. But I would do that every day.
Yeah.
Every single day.
I'm going to have to definitely go with the studio, and then I'm going to have to do the movie theater.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? We watch, you know, movies as a family. Me and my wife like to watch movies as a couple. So I'm going to have to go movie theater, studio, and probably the gym.
Okay.
So I ain't got to go nowhere. I can just work out at the house. Yeah. And that'd make it easy, too, because sometimes for, like, getting up, putting on clothes, hey, I could just go right there to the gym.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, Mr. Jones, what you got? I know what's your number
basketball,
one.
Basketball court and pool.
No studio.
Pool. I mean, studio basketball court and pool.
Which one? Pool and the indoor pool. Okay.
The pool. Yeah.
The indoor pool. Okay. What's you got, bro? Mike?
No, no, not the pool table.
Yeah, the indoor pool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm going with studio. I'm gonna go with the pool and bar.
Okay.
And the movie theater.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of which I could turn into a gym.
He said he can turn all that into a gym.
Yeah,
man, like, I'm gonna make four out of this.
All right.
We'll pick three, but I'm gonna have four.
Right. That's smart.
Yeah, that's how you do it. But yeah, man. Hey, man, put your three in the comments section down there, and see what three would you like to put add on to your apartment. Or your house.
Your apartment.
Yeah, or your townhome. Yeah.
Right.
In a townhome.
Yeah, townhome. Yeah, wherever you stay. Yeah, some people don't live, might stay in an apartment, man. Put a gym out back, put an indoor pool in an apartment.
A movie theater in an apartment.
A pool movie theater. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't waste your whole apartment is a movie theater.
You got three rooms. Yeah.
My lease, you ain't got no kitchen.
I'm taking this this movie theater with
right.
Me.
Yeah, I know, right?
The whole room.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah, look, they got to go. Yeah. I ain't coming in with this.
With a room
it was not here. Yeah. I picked these three. Yeah. He going with me.
Yeah, he's going with me.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, man. We got another video today of Tyrese. I don't know which podcast this is, but. Tyrese is on a podcast giving some insight on, you know, his background, which is a very familiar background for a lot of people. And, you know, just, you know, his growth and how to basically just deal with what he went through or how he came up. All right. So we're just going to check out this video, then we're going to expound on it.
How can you naturally know how to be something you were never raised by?
Mm. True.
What is a father?
I say it all the time.
Mm-hmm. I never had one.
Say it all the time.
What's a husband?
We learn it on the fly.
I was not in a household with an example of what a husband and a marital dynamic is. So, nigga, when you get married, you're winging it.
You learn it on the fly.
Mm-hmm. What is your blueprint? Yep. What is your point of reference?
Don't have one. You don't have one.
What do I do with this money?
How'd you figure that out, though?
I don't, huh?
How did you figure that out, though?
On
you
the eventually, fly.
Okay.
You learn it on the fly.
I figured it out on the fly. The only thing I was committed to doing was not doing what I did my whole life.
Yeah, so it's basically showing the importance of the family structure.
Yep.
Not that it can't be done. It's just it's a lot harder.
It's
if
a
you
lot
don't
harder.
Have
you got
an example.
He said he's winging it.
God,
you're winging
God
it on
dad,
the fly.
Right. You know, I come from a blessed line. Of my granddaddy, he had a wife. My dad's mom passed when he was 11, so he remarried. So when I was born, he had a wife. My mom and dad, they were married. And so my uncles, everybody were married around me. I understood marriage. I think maybe one divorce out of all of that, maybe one I saw that was kind of close to me, but I didn't see divorce a lot. You know, you remember, you know, Thomas Temple, boy, you know, them folk.
Married and had
forever,
kids,
boy. They together in heaven right now.
Yeah.
Still married.
Yeah.
Still
15 kids. Yeah, they but they so were fruitful and multiplying.
It was different. Thank God. And I tell my kids that, you know, even on Ramona's side, her mom and dad still together. So, you know, my kids like are blessed enough to see
marriages,
mom and dad
on
both sides. Mm. And so because if you don't see, and then still, you still gotta you know, make your way through it because it's still different for you and each person. You know, you got to kind of walk your way through that. And so that, you're right, you wing it, man. You don't know. I remember, man, we was just talking last week. She didn't realize when we started living together. You know, I started living with Mona after I got into a fight with one of my roommates.
And never left.
And she was just like, you need to come home with me now. And 25 years later, I'm still there.
Yeah. Still there.
And I just realized, like, you never went home.
I you were just both
like, you never
left. All of you here was a whole fight.
Like,
we got four kids because of a fight.
And it's like, But I realized I was grateful that a girl was willing to take care of me at that level and not necessarily was trying to get something from me.
Right.
And so I was like, you know, and so we winging it. My mom and dad didn't want us to shack. Mm-hmm. You know how they the old school shacking. You know, didn't want us to live together out of wedlock. We chose to. We had our ups and downs. But we figured it out, yeah. You know, and you figure it out.
And so, we're not condoning that at all,
yeah.
Because we hit a lot of road bumps that we didn't necessarily have to hit because we did it that way. But yeah, we were winging it. We were doing it on the fly.
Just figured out.
You just figured it out.
Yeah. And we realized that we had to make our own government, our own, you know, our own situation. Like other relationships ain't gonna be the one that we in and. You just make it happen,
yeah.
You know. So I feel what he's saying.
I think about like LeBron, right? I was going to say he didn't grow up with a dad, and he had to figure it out.
He had to figure it out, and he's a great dad, a great husband, because of that. Convictions of what he didn't have is curving him,
strengthening
to be like,
to
yeah,
what he,
because he said like if my son, I think Bronny's first basketball game was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, last week,
and he said, well, if I have to play and my son is playing his first game, I'm going to miss my game. Yeah. Like, y'all already don't even ask me.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss my game because I got to see him play his first game. And so, and when he does stuff like that, he sets the standard for other black men, really, Americans, athletes, people who have high paying jobs to prioritize themselves when it comes to family. Because a lot of times, you know, when it comes to your profession, the excuse to your child is, well, daddy got to go to work,
right?
Yeah. You know, and I think that's a big thing. So you know, but there is no one way to do this. You just got to figure it out for yourself, you and your lady or your man.
Yeah, I think God in His design in creation was to create the best environment possible.
Yeah.
For a child, in creating a man and a woman, it wasn't like a crapshoot or just trying to figure something out. Like, no, what I'm creating is going to need this and that,
right,
to, you know, to flourish, to, you know, and for him to, you know, like I said, he said he didn't have a father, didn't have no marriage there. So it's when you have a family, you have
what
a marriage. It's like, okay,
yep,
how much trial and error do I have to go through,
right,
to get this thing on track? Because I don't have, all I got is TV.
Yep.
And TV don't show you what marriage really is. TV don't show you.
And music, I mean, doesn't either.
Yeah, we see George and Weezy, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? We gotta go back that far. Yeah,
huh?
we go. We see clips.
That's a little young for you, Mark.
I'm saying, yeah.
Like George and Weezy.
I seen the reruns.
Yeah.
You seen the reruns? Yeah, I seen
the reruns. I was on Martin. I grew up on Martin.
Yeah,
okay.
Martin.
Yeah,
they were shacking.
Cosby
Show. You ain't watch Cosby Show. That was before you too.
Living Single.
Living Martin.
Man, you miss Cosby Show?
Living Color, all that.
Oh, man, you miss Cosby Show.
Yeah, but they stopped. But
I seen the reruns.
As it got into the,
you see it where 90s, it went, Living Single.
They didn't show the family.
Yeah,
they didn't show the family a lot. Yeah. You know, so we had no examples.
Wow.
Bill Cosby, like that show was probably like the only,
that was it,
example. And I like what even what George Jefferson was saying. Well, man, we're always shown in a struggling light. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to have 7 cleaning stores because,
right,
doggone, back in the family,
bruh,
stores in good times. James was always
looking
trying
for
to
a,
find
job.
A job.
And bruh, 2 or 3
Lord,
jobs.
They done fired me again.
Yeah, hey, but this is, hey, watch this though. This is a clip of Esther Rowe saying what she told them before starting the show. This is what she said.
I introduced a black father to this country. There never had been one in the whole of the country. And I risked my job by saying I won't do it unless you give me a husband for my children.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So the initial... So
they were, the initial palette, she was supposed to be a single mom.
Wow.
And she said, I risked everything to say, no, you're going to give my children in this store,
wow,
in this show, a dad. And that's how James Evans came into play.
Even
but
though
that
he didn't
was
have a
huge
job, but at
because
least he, right,
yeah, that was huge because that was the first one.
Wow. I didn't know that. And he was the Probably, yeah, the only one yeah. back
then. That was the first one.
And you did they have single parent? I know they had That's My Mama. She was single.
Yeah.
Fred Sanford. Yeah, she was single.
Fred was single.
Fred was single. Raising Lamont. His wife had died. Yeah,
and she was like, nah, no more. I'm going to have a husband.
Wow.
You have to show us with a functional family. Even if we struggle, I'd rather struggle with a man, you know what I'm saying, and be a woman and have a man in the house with these kids. And I think that changed
a lot. I hear an ice cream truck somewhere. Like somebody got a phone on or something.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's your phone? Alarm. Well, you got the ice cream truck alarms. So I'm like, well, why in the world do I want to be? Some
cut
ice
it
cream.
Off because I don't know if it's going to go stop. Off on its own.
Oh, no, bro, you can go get it.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, go.
Like, man, it's an ice cream truck.
Inside the building. It's going up.
Man, I feel like I want to be a chocolate eclair.
Yeah.
but that's
huge. That goes to show you the importance of just the father figure being there.
Wow.
And how big that is.
Yeah. And it hasn't been you think about the family of a you think about TV and black family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides Cosby Show, they had Blackish. Wife and Kids.
Because Bill Cosby Blackish. Was the next level. It was like, okay, we got husband and wife, a few of them. You know, you got Jefferson, you got Good Times, but it's always, you know, struggling. We're gonna show you a doctor and a lawyer. Like, we're gonna take you to the next step and show black people we can be successful, have a functional house, you know, kids not gang bang. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it was always, and then in the 90s, it just fell apart. It's like,
I wanted to say, like, I'm grateful to God that although people grow up without the example that he is faithful to put the example before you, whether you want to follow that pattern or not.
Right.
You know, I think about myself. I grew up, my dad wasn't in my life much, but God has put other fathers in my life.
Yeah.
So you can see what it looks
example.
Like.
Yeah. You know, like even in the church space, I was a part of a church. They've been married 20 plus years, close to 30. Y'all been married.
Mm-hmm.
Over 20 years, you know, I got another brother that I look up to in the faith. They've been married 25 years. Yeah. So it's like the example is there, you know, as the longevity and how it should be. So God will never leave us without something
to look at.
We never on our own. And I don't even think he would accept an excuse of it. Yeah. You know, like
not being able to see it. Right.
Cause we can't, like, it's just like me growing up without my dad in my home and saying, well, this is why I live the life I live.
Yeah.
When you got people who grow up with
a lot of
both of their parents gone, they still be successful. They still overcome. They still live victorious lives and they ain't have none of that.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then you got people with both parents and still go wayward.
Right.
So it's still
I like the way you say, I don't use it as an excuse.
Right.
Guy that I ain't gonna say his name, but he's on, you know, TV and kind of, you know, in the spotlight right now and one of the Wildin' Out shows and stuff like that. But he says in an interview, he said, I will not commit to a woman because a man never committed to my mama.
No.
Yeah, that's a huge excuse.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's everybody this is just, I'm gonna tell you what it is. You know, this is this. Well, I'm not, you know, committing it, you know. Are you cool with that? All right, boom. Then they're it, you know, and they move like that. But that's what I like the way you said, you know, I'm not going to use this as an excuse.
Right.
Right, yeah.
To not be in my, you know.
For instance.
And a lot of times people say that a man never committed to your mama, but it could have been your mama never committed to a man, too.
Yeah, something like that.
So you got to just kind of see what it is.
What do you pull from people that you're looking at as far as, you know, that structure? Like, what are the things... one of the, you know, I guess, tools that you pull from a relationship that you see that, you know what, I'm going to implement this in my marriage, or, you know, something that helped me out that I saw, an example of.
Well, the example I want to follow is the way, and I haven't been, you know, I've been like, kind of, he's like, do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it. It's one thing I'm reminded, I listened to someone preach one day. And the guy said, that God had said to him, "What did I do to you?" So he was like, "What are you talking about?" So he said, "God said, why every time you and your wife get into it, you sin against me, or you turn from me, or you turn your back on me because of what y'all got going on." So it's like I'm learning how to be faithful to God in every circumstance. You know, a lot of time people turn away from God, it be because things going on in bad, life. Because God never do anything to us that would make us want to turn. He's so good that you only want to come to him because of how good he is, but there are other things in our life that could cause us to turn away. So one thing I try to get from couples is, like, it could be simple as how a man treat his wife. You know, if I know that, if I see certain things out of a man or how he treat his wife, and I realize that I'm not doing that, and that's something I want to do, then I'll start practicing things like that. But it's being faithful to God in that aspect, that if my wife do something that I don't like, that I stop doing it. I ain't gonna do it no more. I was doing it, and then she made me mad, and I stopped doing it. But when I stopped doing it, I'm thinking I'm doing something to her, but really, me and God's connection is off because of my heart towards her. So
that's good.
So learning just to do those things unto him, not just, you know, because if this go bad, I still got to be good this way.
That's good, bro.
Which will fix this.
Which will fix this, you know, in the end.
And I think, man, as a man, I think me and my wife, who's sitting right next to me, for those of you who don't know, our relationship is different. Is you know, because I'm very, very playful. Like, my playfulness don't turn off. So she be asleep. I be mooning her, like, all kinds of stuff, bro. I be like,
Hot sauce in the mouth.
No reason.
What? She be punching me in the arm, and we play all day. Cause that's just me.
So like, moon in her sleep.
Because more than, you know, you see guys romance a woman, but sometimes a man find a friend in somebody else. I could find my romance in a woman, but then I want to go kick it with somebody else, whether it be a guy or a girl. But, you know, we ain't good on that level. I come back when I'm, you know, when I want to sit down and do the movie thing or whatever. So I've learned to just find everything in her. You know, so we play. You know what I'm saying? I have fun. You know, you get farted on, everything. So
everything has to do with his butt. Know, you see know, that? Why is that? Everything.
But people don't see.
Man, booty trunk.
That's why I tell people. I say, man, I'm probably won't be a great man to nobody but my wife.
That's
like,
right.
I'd be a horrible husband or boyfriend to another girl. Like, it just won't work. My habits are crazy.
You'll be
crazy.
Giving them back to me.
She know. Yeah, she take yeah, she him back. Please. Yeah. Please. That joker start singing as soon as he got in the car about everything.
It won't stop.
It won't stop. You know, and then, you know, and so my humor is different. But everything about me is different. So I understand, but I realize, man, I found everything in one woman that I can't even, I don't want to spread out even between friends, partners. You know what I'm saying? I just found it in her. So she understands my humor. My humor
is different.
If they knew my humor, they probably wouldn't call me a pastor. Type of stuff I laugh at. Yeah. So, and I try not to laugh at certain things.
It's just funny.
It's still funny. You know? Right. So to me, even at times where I need to be really serious.
Yeah.
Something is funny in my head. Wow. And so I'm like, and then I'm like, man, don't nobody see this. And then I look at everybody like, no, I'm the only one that see this. So if I break the moment, then ain't nobody gonna get it. So I just tell Mona later. I'm like, hey, old girl dressed like a Oompa Loompa. You know what I'm saying? So what, shut up. So I was like,
old girl dressed like a Oompa Loompa.
When that happens, I can share with her. We laugh at a serious moment. And then I go on. I have to get it out, because if I don't get it out, then I'm going to say it on the mic.
Yeah.
And so, we don't want
so,
that.
So, but she understands that. Now, other women will be like, you childish. Yeah. You need to take out the trash regularly.
Yeah.
Like, all my flaws. And I have a lot of them. But, you know, but I just realized that, like, man, this is who I am. I can't really help it. And if I try to be somebody else, I feel like I'd be fake.
Yeah, and then you're going to be in bondage.
You're going to be in bondage.
You're going to be in bondage trying to be somebody else. I thank God that my wife fell in love with the guy I was.
Yeah.
Instead of trying
to
make me.
You crazy than me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Instead of trying to make me into the guy I'm not yet or becoming. Like, mm-hmm. She fell in love with the guy I was and not, you know, potential. Now, I grew, you know, since then, but. Right.
What did you grow in? Let me ask that, because I didn't grow. I mean, I grew spiritually.
You did? No, you did.
I've grown spiritually.
I've grown
in my temper.
I've grown. Hey, let me answer the question.
You've gotten a lot better.
At what?
At what?
You used to zone everybody and didn't care, had no chill, none.
No.
Boy, you were horrible.
No, don't point at me. No, sir.
No,
sir.
This one.
No, sir. No, sir.
No, so you're worse.
That's why I was like, what have you grown in?
No. First of all, go ahead. You always start.
No.
Mona.
No.
He always start.
No, I don't.
And yeah. You'll throw the oop and I'll throw it
down.
Yeah,
but you always take, well, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. No, thank you.
And he always take it too far.
No. You always initiate the joking.
How have you grown?
No, you always.
How have you grown?
I've grown spiritually. I've grown.
He said spiritually. He went straight to spiritually.
Don't take mine.
I mean, I've matured, you know, in a lot of different aspects. I've matured in, you know, the way I handle things, you know, in my marriage. I, you know, had to, number one, we had to figure out how to resolve arguments. Yeah. That was the first thing.
Yeah.
We did.
As long
too.
As we do that, we good. Everything else is just, you know, it just flow how it flow. Once we figured out how to argue and get through the argument without things getting ugly.
We had to have argument rules.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
You had to, but you had to learn
rules
them.
Of engagement. Yeah.
Yeah, you had to learn them. I didn't know her pet peeves and she didn't know mine. We were just friends growing up in church. So we ain't never been mad
yours
around
was
the
leaving,
church.
Wasn't it?
Huh?
Leaving.
Yeah, mine was leaving.
And
yeah,
that's all men.
Yeah, my I'm
she
like,
was like, don't leave.
I want to, in the heat of the moment, I want to leave and calm down and let cooler heads
but
prevail.
But we don't know what's happening when you
no,
go.
No, like we
I'm
need
telling
to,
you what they're
but
thinking.
I walked out the room and my wife was like, no, you're going to stay in this room. We're going to deal with this now. I'm like, no, you're upset. I'm upset. Let's just calm down and we'll come back to it. And I walked out the room and boy, it was
clawed to death.
I'm a little different because I haven't been to prison before.
Oh
yeah.
So my mindset is always I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
So not my relationship now, but the prior relationship, you know, arguing, I want to walk away. You want to follow me doing that? I got to get out of it. Because I feel like some people can be provoked into doing things.
Yeah.
And it turn into something else. Melody. Like you could be with somebody crazy that'll do like what's that?
Cut themselves like Martin, thin line.
Slam your arm in the door.
Yeah.
And said somebody else did it. Like so, my mind, I just be going there. I be thinking about you know that.
So you'd rather leave too. You'll leave too.
I walk out, even if it not getting the car leave, but I'm finna go somewhere else.
Just walk out the room.
I make it clear that this is what I'm finna do.
Yeah,
I'm not leaving. Finna take a walk down the street. Finna go upstairs. I'll be back. We can
talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the whole we gotta talk about
it? I mean,
it
that's just women. That's
now, when I first when I got married the first time, like, you know, this is my second time being married. So I was 19 years old. Oh, I'm gone in the car. I'm gone for hours and then come back.
Oh yeah,
you know, that
I ain't do that.
Yeah,
that was different.
No. Like,
well, that was the extreme version. But mine was I just went downstairs. And,
yeah, I mean,
they ain't never take off like that. Like, pew, and don't say nothing.
I ain't never leave a house.
Well, it was my car, so
I guess I couldn't leave. I had to walk.
She got the keys.
Yeah.
You go for a walk though.
Yeah, it was in a red Tracer too.
Yeah, but I think.
But I learned though over time. It took some time to learn. Okay, I'm gonna get out this space, but I ain't leaving the house. I had to mature at least that one step. not going outside, yeah. not leaving, but I'm finna remove myself from the room.
Yeah.
And we're not finna have the conversation until, you know, later.
Yeah. And she wouldn't let me leave.
Yeah.
So I had to learn to articulate better in anger.
Right.
So I got this ABCD. I got a multiple choice thing that's in my head. I'm like, yeah, I can't say A. Can't say B. Sure enough, can't say C.
B.
B. B. Like, no, that's the selection.
Yeah, right.
But I've learned, but we learned by our rules of engagement. One of the most important ones was not to pull other people in.
No, oh, God.
I think third right. parties
yeah.
can make destroy. Things way worse yeah. than they are. Because if a person gets in your head, a friend or whoever gets in their head, they can make it far worse than it is.
Even parents.
And not just that, they don't know the journey up to this point.
Exactly. Right.
They just know the blow up.
Right.
And if you just go to them about what happened in the blow up and they don't know the history of what the little seed, the dominoes to this, they can't answer this with a good assessment.
Yeah. And nobody comes with both sides of the right. story. They only come with the other side. They never talk about, yeah. you know, more, mom, I did do this to him. Now.
Right.
Yeah.
I did do that. Or yeah. I did do this.
Yeah.
But then they did this. Yeah. You know, they always
they'll be like, mom, I kicked him in the nuts. But yeah. I'm trying to say, he said something. He's like, bro. Like,
you can't do that.
Yeah,
though.
You got to tell everything. But I think when you say growth, that's the main thing with me and my wife is we had to learn how to argue. And everybody's is different. Some people can lead a room.
Tiff used to cuss you out, didn't
man, she still cussed me out.
Yeah.
But my wife will cuss as the spirit give utterance, but for real, but my wife a gangster,
that
but
but my wife and she punch. She yeah. be punching me in the arm. But more than that.
Why you letting more?
Yeah, yeah. More than that, I think our relationship, she feel like that I like the love. Dominatrix, the type of thing that I like.
You know, the dominatrix people that they want to be whipped.
We got beat doing stuff.
I think he's this dude. I really do.
When she punched me,
he like it.
I laugh.
I'm like, what's wrong with you?
And she say, I like it. But I'm like, it's funny to me.
Yeah.
You know, we having fun. We playing. And I think found that in my wife to have fun. And it's not just always romance.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other part that couples miss. They never have fun together. It's either we finna have sex or we gotta pay bills. Like it's never
no in between.
No in between. Oh, we gotta watch a movie. There's no fun. Like so you gotta figure out how to have fun with each other. She had to get into basketball. You know, she was already into football. And we had to learn how to have fun together. Because we don't have fun together, then the emotions of sex and
going
bills,
out to eat.
That's it. Like that means you're starting to find your pleasures and your time in other spaces without her, and without him. And so I had to learn that. We had to learn that. So you know, and so we are spending, you know, especially with business. You do business together. That's a real. You know, there's a lot of tension there when I'm mm-hmm. like, hey, you know, I've learned this type of business. This is how I run business. Run the business like this. And this, you know, that training of going through. And Mona was a self-proclaimed introvert. She ain't no introvert to me. She can talk a lot.
No,
you
I don't.
Know?
Yeah, Mona is an introvert.
Yeah, but.
What?
But
Mona's an introvert.
But thank as you. An Big introvert, time. Not wanting to call people back. She wanted to email people. I'm like, no, you got to call them. You got to call them. So getting into discussions about that and having her to change that. And then she telling me, like, well, I don't feel like going. You need to, you know. And then I got comfortable staying home more. You know, and we had to compromise. We had to. Now sometimes, you know, I've always been part introvert because my dad is.
Well, you
know,
introvert.
And you know,
I always want to be an introvert.
I have.
Nah.
It's just.
Nah.
Boy,
all my kids have an introverted part. All of them. Everybody, like,
because they're me.
They'll be around each other, and then you'll just see them disperse. And everybody in the corner doing something. But the only one that's probably the most introverted is Styles. Styles is probably the quietest.
Oh, yeah, everybody. He's
but,
extreme.
Not extreme.
He's just cool.
When he get around Styles, when he get around certain people, he talks loud, a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He talks a lot. But he is. He's probably the most out of all the kids. But he's not extreme, no. You know, he talks a lot, you know. And so, and he can express himself. He can explain, he can talk, you know, all that type of stuff. So, you know.
So it's safe to say that.
Do y'all argue in front of the kids?
No.
And our argument is different.
No.
Like, I know how to shut down and just not say something right now if it's not right.
Yeah.
We don't sit in front of kids.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, fine. And then come back later and say how you really feel.
My word is bet.
Bet. Oh,
she hate that word.
Know what that means.
It just be like bet. Don't worry about it.
Later. Yeah.
What she hate is, because she's such a, what was very attractive about my wife is that she got in there and started helping me. And she started helping with the studio. She made us business cards. Me and Black, even back in the day, she made a business card. She started helping when other girls come sit down and, you know, try to, you know, whatever, or they want to sing. But she wanted to help.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing that she hates the most, if I be like, don't worry about it, I got it. Like, I don't need your help.
Yeah.
That's what makes her the most mad. But to me, I just want it done.
To me, it translates, I don't need you. And
I'd be like, no, don't worry about it, I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that?
Yeah, she hate that. Did you call the people? Nah, I ain't get to it yet. Don't worry about it, I got it. Don't worry. She hate that.
Why you just don't be like, okay, bet. That's one less thing I got to do.
Yeah,
I'm not that I'm not built like that. Like,
no, I mean, just be like, okay, well, cool.
You're telling me I don't need you.
Anything. Maybe it ain't that.
That's not that.
That's what I hear.
Okay, but that may be the problem. Like, you hear it a different way. I don't know, but yeah,
it should be something.
It could be just some. One less thing I do. I got four other things to do.
Anything else?
I move at a pace.
He's not gonna feel like
and
that.
I move
anything
at a pace.
Else you need?
Yeah.
I got
anything else you need?
You know, right. KJO has a pace. Free Life has a pace. So I have a pace at which I do things.
Which is now.
Well, most of the time it's now. By the time I get to that point of it needs to happen now, but sometimes I've given people warnings. Hey, bro, I'm gonna need this by such and such. Now, most of the time, people don't think that you're going to do
what
you're
going to
do. That is the other part. It's like, nah, that happens again, I'm gone. Like, or, bro, you know, even in business, hey, man, this happens like this, bro, I'm out. Bro, nah, I'm like, bro, I'm done. Nah, man. And then when you find out I'm really done, or I'm moving, or I'm changing, or I'm... They was like, oh, he was really serious. Yeah. So sometimes in relationships, people have to know, you got to know who you're in the relationship with to know, all right, man, that person is very serious. I'm a persevering person. And if it's time, then she knows it's time. But that we've worked that out in our relationship. And so everything else is just playing. Just play game, have fun. Go eat. You know, I just want to have fun. I don't want to spend that time, especially that we're at this space now with nobody else. Like, bro, he stank. I don't want to spend no time with that joker, bro.
What?
Like, I just spend time with my wife because we're best friends. You know what I'm saying? Or people, you can't have those conversations that you have with her. So, you know, it's just different once you get to that space. And when you do business, church, everything with a person is different than compartmentalizing your life.
Yeah.
I decided, which I don't suggest for everybody, but I decided to do everything through one person. And so that's different if your wife or husband ain't like that. So sometimes you, bro, if you don't go get away from me, go play ball or do something, give me some time. I want to go to the spa. I want to be away from you, you know. And that's fine, you know. When she want to be away from me, she put her headphones on and she start watching shows on her cell phone. Bro, I got these.
So what if he read that the wrong way? And be like, oh, you don't need me.
He doesn't.
I mean,
he doesn't.
We have.
I'm like, Like, you can do that. I'm just saying. It can go the other way.
We literally have the biggest TV you can buy. I bought a, what is it, a 96-inch TV?
85.
And it could barely fit on the stand. It's, the legs are almost, I bought the biggest TV so that we could watch all the shows. And she is sitting in front of that big old TV on her cell phone, in her headphones, watching these shows. And I'm like,
I told him, I got caught up in these shows during COVID. So.
Yeah, that's what that means, yeah. Bet. Yeah,
that's,
right.
That's not what that means.
Bet. Yeah.
I'm just used to looking at
but
it
I'm
like
not
that.
Offended. I understand. That's her time. She do her thing. And to me, like, she right there, you know. And I know that when I go in there and I'm in the studio, that's my
time.
His time. So,
yep.
So I get it. Yeah. I understand. You know, but we still we're in the proximity of one another. It's not frustrating. It's not, bet, I'm going to the studio. I'm not going in anger. She's not, okay, forget you then, and put on her headphone and watch her little TV. bro, it's the smallest. I'm like, that's so bonded.
The smallest screen in the house.
But I bought you this huge. Yeah. But it's just, it is what it is. And when you understand a person, you let a person move how they move.
And I was going to say that in response to Tyrese that, you know, it's about growth too. He's saying learn on the fly. That's what it is. Every relationship isn't the same. So even though you grew up with both parents, your relationship is not going to be like your parents.
Yeah,
so it's still something on the fly.
Ours is a lot like it, but then there's a lot of that ain't like it.
Some of it can be you trying to not necessarily outdo, but be better than.
Right.
Like my dad. My dad literally lives 13 minutes away from me. What? Right. And I live 12 minutes away from my son. He don't live with me. I see him, you know, every other weekend or whatever. So growing up, my dad wasn't in my life. So it's like this thing in my mind that I don't want my relationship with my son to be that way.
Yeah.
My dad, I love my dad, but he don't come visit me, come see me. Sometimes I wonder if he forget that he a father, grandfather, whatever. But I have to always be conscious to not let that be me.
Right.
But I don't want to put in like I want to be better than him per se, but it's like I don't want my son to experience what I experienced, because I know what it did to me.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So
wanting to be different,
yeah.
Right. Praise God.
We have the power to make different moves, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome, bro. Mike in the building.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Meet again.
Yeah, what y'all looking at?
Miguel.
You gonna come back for the next show?
Yes.
Yeah. Bro, Mike back, man.
I'm off the full week of Christmas. I'm off.
Yeah.
Everything can be killing. I want my happy holiday green for y'all.
Happy holiday green.
I want my sunshine and yellow.
Sunshine and yellow. I want my royal purple, I guess.
And we got a winning team by the do the thing. Then we hit him with a bada boom, bada beam. You
know my ass with me. No matter what, we get to the end. Please like, share, and subscribe to the show.
Like and share.
Tell other people.
Like and share.
Hey, see the game type stuff we do.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Bruh, you do more things with your butt than anybody I know.
Exactly.
God, dog, what?